Amen. Amen. Living glory by and by. Amen. That's what we all should be wanting to do. Live in glory by and by. Amen. Now I give thanks once again to God Almighty for giving me the opportunity to stand before you on this day to proclaim His Word. And I just want to say that I feel humbled by the opportunity. And it's my desire to proclaim nothing but the Word of God. Nothing but the Word of God. You know, this morning, we find the nation celebrating Father's Day. You know, there's no commandment in the Bible for us to celebrate Father's Day. But fatherhood, without a doubt, is something that God established and commands. So on this day that we celebrate fatherhood, Father's Day, you know, I thought it would make sense just to spend a few moments, just looking at what God has for fathers. Amen? Amen? You know, in the beginning, God created, according to Genesis 1:27, both male and female. He blessed them and He said, be fruitful and multiply. Amen? In Proverbs 18:22, you find these words. It said, whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing and attains favor from the Lord. Amen? Amen? And in Psalms 127:3-5, and in Hebrews 13:4, it says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. And you know, in Ephesians 5:23, it says that the husband is head of the wife. Husband is head of the wife. Now, I gave you just a summary of what the Bible says. You know, that's what the Word says, right? And that's what fatherhood is all about. And everyone desiring fatherhood should follow that pattern. Follow the pattern that God has laid out for us, right? Follow the pattern that God has laid out. In spite of what is in the world today, in spite of what we see in the world today, right? This is God's plan for fatherhood. You know, He gave a commandment for every man to reproduce. In order for him to do that, he should find a wife. He should find a wife, right? And it says that they should be married. Because marriage is honorable. Amen? Amen? Amen. You know, it is not my intent to focus on anyone's mistake that they made in the past, right? But I need to let you know that God has a plan for family. That's His plan. That's what He intended. Right? And I know that in the past, some men have abused His plan. Amen? I know that. Some men have abused the appointment that He's put on men. Right? And I also know that some women have refused to accept men as the headship. Amen? I know that. So on both sides, you know, people are refusing to accept what God has laid out. Amen? Amen? But that doesn't change God's plan. That doesn't change God's plan, you know. And even now we have some children refusing to honor their father and their mother. Amen? That's what we have, right? And I think because people have strayed away from God's plan. People have strayed away from God's plan and decided their own plan. What works for them, right? What works in society, right? That the world is in the shape it is now. Because we are failing to follow what thus says the Lord. But thus says the Lord. So I honor those men who are willing to do what God says to do. You know, who are willing to step up to the plate, be humble, put their ego aside, and do what thus says the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. You know, in Psalms 127:1-2, it says, except the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchman watches in vain. You see, we're living in precarious times now. And the devil is out there. He wants to compromise the family. He wants to change what family really means. You know, he says the devil is out there saying it doesn't matter anymore. You know, a man can marry a man. A woman can marry a woman. That's what the devil is saying out there. But I just want to let you know. I just want to let you know that that's not what thus says the Lord. So on this day, I just want to take a few moments, right, and just let you know what thus says the Lord. But you know, in order for men and women to follow God's plan is something that they need to do first. And that is comes from our text, this what we read this morning. And that is to be holy. To be holy. Let's look at our text in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 through 16. You read this. It says, as obedient children, not fashioning themselves according to the former lust in their ignorance. I'm sorry, in your ignorance. But as he has called you is holy. So be ye holy in all manners of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. See, the Bible is telling us to be holy. Be holy. See, the verb be is now. Is now. God wants us to be holy now. You know, the Bible tells us that God would not put nothing on us that we can't handle, more than we can bear. He's telling us to be holy now.
Amen.
So that means we have the ability, the capacity to be holy. To be holy. Not within ourselves, amen, but through the blood of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. You know, the Lord commands us all to be holy as He is holy. To be holy in every aspect of our lives. In everything that we do, we need to be holy. You know, holiness is a very characteristic of God. And our Heavenly Father wants His children to act like Him. That makes sense, right? That makes sense. You know, those of you who are fathers, right? There are certain things that you do, right? You want to pass on to your children, right? You know, not that they have to be exactly like you, right? But some things that you've learned, right, that benefited you, you want to pass on to your children, right? You want your children to behave in certain ways like you. Amen? And the Heavenly Father, was that Brother Layton? The whole song. Amen. Amen. And our Heavenly Father is calling us to be holy because He's holy. To be holy like He's holy. And He called us a holy nation in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. And the Lord is coming back in the final time for His holy church. That's who He's coming back for. You know, without stain, without wrinkle of any sort. You know, we find that in Ephesians 5 and 27. And without holiness, we cannot go to heaven and see God. That's in Hebrews 12, 14. The Bible is, it is written, be holy, for I am holy. It is written, be holy, because I am holy. You'll find that in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44. The Bible says that, for I am the Lord your God. You should therefore consecrate yourself, that you shall be holy, for I am holy. That's what the Bible tells us. Now, we must continuously remind ourselves what is the purpose of our life. What's the purpose of our lives? See, sometimes we get trapped in all the things of this world. Right? We get trapped in all the things of this world. You know, we need to be in the world, but not of the world. Amen? Amen? And when we get trapped of the things of this world, right, we sometimes, being holy, slips our mind. Being holy just slips our mind. It goes out of our mind that we're supposed to be holy as God is holy. You know, and in everything we do, every desire, every interest we have, right, we should be holy in everything. You know, it's not that we have to be some uprighteous person, right? Because that's not what God's all calling us to be. He's calling us to be holy as He is holy. Now, we need to understand that in order for us to be holy, right? In order for us to be holy, right? We must be obedient children.
Amen.
Obedient children.
Amen.
Doing what thus says the Lord. See, if you're doing the things contrary to God's word, then you're not being holy. You have to understand that. You're not being holy. If you have anything in your life that's contrary to the word of God, that's not what God wants you to do. You have to understand that. And you see, in verse 14, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 14, it says, as obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. You see, Jesus himself, according to Hebrews 5 and chapter 5, verse 8 through 9, he had to learn to be obedient by the things in which he suffered. That's what Jesus had to do. He had to learn to be obedient, right? So being obedient to God is something we have to learn. You know, we have to learn. I got you, brother. It says, having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. All who obey him. So in order to be holy, you got to be obedient. You got to obey Christ Jesus. You got to be obedient to the Word of God. You got to be obedient to the Word of God. There's no way around it. Obedience means loving God above all else. And nothing, absolutely nothing, should come before God. Amen? Amen? You know, first and foremost, we have to be obedient to His Word. We have to be obedient to His Word, right? And you know, in order to be obedient to His Word, you have to know what thus says the Lord. We have to know what thus says the Lord, you know? And a lot of times, we fail to be obedient. We fail to be holy because we don't know what thus says the Lord. We're not submitting ourselves to learn what thus says the Lord, you know? You know, we all, being ignorant of God's Word is no excuse. Being ignorant of the Word, you're still not doing what God wants you to do. You're not being holy if you're ignorant of the Word. So as a child of God, right, one of the things of being obedient children, right, we have to submit ourselves to the learning of God's Word. That's something we have to continuously do, you know. And I suggest that you are learning God's Word on your own, but you are also learning God's Word among the fellow saints. You know, in Proverbs 16:25, it tells us there, it says, there is a way that seems right to a man. You know, that's me and you. That's me and you. That means with our thinking, with our intellect, with our experience of this world, how this world operates, right? How the things go on in this world, right? We think there's a right way to do things. That's what that means. And each of us has that in us. Each of us that lives in this world has that logical thinking in us. You know, because we live in this world. And we experience this world. We're exposed to this world. But the Bible says that there is a way that seems right to a man. Right? Right? But it says that, but in the end, it leads to death. That's what happens when we think that we're right. When we don't seek to learn the Word of God, to apply God's Word in our lives, to be obedient to the Word, to be holy like God wants us to be. You know, Romans 6:13 says, yield yourself unto God. That means not doing what you want to do. It's not your will, it's God's will you need to be doing. You know, James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God. That's what the Bible says. So we can't walk around and say, this seems right to me, right? This is what the world says is okay, right? That's what my friend did down the street, right? That's how this person made it over, right? This person got through with their struggles, right? We can't do that if we're a child of God. Yes. We have to follow what that says the Lord.
Right.
See, it's a learned thing. Obedience is a learned thing.
Right.
We have to learn how to be obedient. We have to submit ourselves to the Word. You know, we don't learn to be obedient, right? We don't know how to obey God's Word. You know, then we'll find ourselves in the visions of God. In the visions of God. You know, over in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, it says that since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with them in Jesus Christ, and reveal from heaven the ways his mighty angels, in flaming flames, taking vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. You know, we need to be holy in all of our conduct. You know, the word holy closely is related to the word sanctify. Sanctification. We need to separate ourselves unto God. Separate ourselves unto God. That is everything about us. Everything about us. We need not hold nothing back from separating it to God. You know, we need to be holy. We need to be holy for two reasons. The first reason is given in our text. God says, for I am holy, you be holy. Yeah. I'm holy, you be holy. Jesus Christ came down as an example for all of us, right? For all of us to follow. He was holy. We need to be holy. We need to be holy. God's very nature, right? He wants a holy people. You know, Hebrews 12:14 says, pursue peace with all people and holiness without no one will see the Lord. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. So we need to be holy. Be holy. That's what we need to have. That's what we need to be pursuing. Be holy. You know, Jesus, when he was here on the earth, right? You know, he left us some words, right? He died so that we have opportunity to be holy. To be holy. You know, because we have all, the Bible tells us, we have all sinned and fallen short. All sinned and fallen short. The way we be holy is through the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, in Ephesians 5, in verses number 25 through 27, it says, husband, love your wives. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her by the washing by the washing of the word. Thank you. Got a little tongue twisted there, right? I appreciate that. Help me out. that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or no wrinkle or any such thing, right? You know, that's what we need. That's what being holy is all about. It says, be holy. That's what it's all about, right? Each and every one of us, we need to be holy. At this moment, we need to be holy. And goes on that, but that she should be holy and without blemish. He's talking about his church. He's talking about the church. He's talking about you and me, who are members of the church. You know, we need to be holy. We need to be holy by the washing of the water, by the word. That's what the Bible says, right? But like I say, if you don't know the word, right? You don't know the word, you can't be obedient to it, right? And not submitting yourself to the study of the word, to learn the word, right? Right? Then you're not, you, I don't know how you're going to be holy without knowing the word. You know, the word holy, is be holy in all of our conduct. You know, holiness is not just something that happens on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock when we come together. It just doesn't happen at that time, right? You know, at 10 o'clock when we come together, we say, oh no, now it's time to be holy. You know, that's not what God wants. God wants us to be holy at all times. At all times. In our daily life, every moment, we need to be holy. Every hour, we need to be holy. Every day, we need to be holy. All week long, we need to be holy. That should be our focus. You know, everything about us, at our work, you know, we need to be holy. We shouldn't be going off to our work and compromising the Word of God. You know, we need to be at our work, wherever we work at, we need to be holy. Not compromising the Word of God. In our speech, we need to be holy. In our speech, we need to be holy. Not compromising the Word of God. Not conforming to this world the way this world says it's all right for you to say certain things, right? That's not being holy as God wants us to. in our dress, the way we dress, we need to be holy. We need to be holy in the way we dress, right? In the way we dress, we need to be holy, right? In our recreation, in times of recreation, we need to be holy. We need to be holy. I know, this is one that I struggled with for years. And not that I wasn't holy, but I would need to be focused on being holy. Because I'm competitive by nature. And when I play, I want to win. Win at all costs. But I need to understand, it wasn't all costs. I need to be holy in there. Right? I need to be competitive. Right? I need to use all my might. But I need to be holy in there. And I know every time before I took the basketball court, I was praying that I can be holy throughout this game. I can be holy throughout this game. But even in recreation, no matter what we're doing, our job is to be holy. There's not a time in our lives that we shouldn't be focused on being holy. Now, being holy, you know, is not some mundane thing that, you know, that we just say, oh, yeah. You know, that's for the minister to be holy. That's for some of the elderly saints to be holy. You know, I'm just a new babe in Christ, right? So it's not calling for me, right? You know, I'm just learning, so I'm just a new babe. I'm just learning about God's word, right? I don't have a full understanding of the Bible. I don't have many scriptures under my belt. I can't find these scriptures, right? So that doesn't apply to me. But the Bible says all of us. It doesn't separate nobody. It says be holy. If you're a child of God, He's calling you to be holy. Yes, yes, yes. You see, when we begin to think about what we don't have, right, and reasons why we can't be holy, right, we fail to understand and we are operating in our own strength. But that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to be holy in the power of God, in the power of Christ Jesus. That's what we're holy at. See, we must be holy on this earth before we die if we have a desire to go into heaven after death. You see? And the Bible tells us if we desire to dwell with God in forever and ever, we must endeavor to be like Him in this present time. You know, not only must we desire holiness, right? We must... Thank you. We must not only desire holiness, right? We must want to be holy at this present time. It says, be holy. Be holy. You know, so you say, well, what about the sin I'm in? What about the sin that I'm doing? What should I do with that, right? You need to understand what God wants you to do. And through the power of God, you can get out of that sin. God does not want any of us to die in our sin. He does not want any of us to die in our sin. See, if you're already a child of God, it's all about repenting and praying. Right? Repent and pray. Right? Once you repent and pray, God said He's forgive you. And then you're holy. You're holy. You're being holy. But you can't go back to that sin. You can't go back into that sin, right? You know? You know, holiness cannot justify us. Holiness cannot save us, right? Holiness cannot cover up our iniquities, right? It can't clean our transgressions, right? Holiness cannot pay our debt to God, right? It can't do any of those things, right? You know, but see, our best works are no better than filthy rags. Our best works are no better than filthy rags, right? Our best works are no better than filthy rags, right? But see, through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who brought through us, right? Through His blood, right? And washing away our sins, right? That's where we can be holy. That's where we can be holy. See, and God commanded us to be holy. And by being obedient to His word, that's how we see God. That's how we get into into heaven. By being obedient to His word. You know, we must be holy because the one that we want to see at the end, Christ Jesus, came into this world and He died for us, right? And that we should live not for ourselves, but for Christ Jesus. You know, we must be holy because we know that this world, the things of this world, only leads to destruction and death. Being holy leads to life everlasting. That's what we know. That's what we know. You know, and lastly, you know, if we want to go to a prepared place, we must seek to be holy. We must seek to be holy. We must have a desire to be holy. We must plan to be holy. We must control our thoughts so that our thoughts are holy. You know? And the Bible says, the Bible tells us that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. Hebrews 12:14. So I say that we all need to examine ourselves. We need to constantly examine ourselves. Not examine ourselves, comparing ourselves to one another. Not comparing ourselves to what's acceptable to the world. But we must examine ourselves to the Word of God. We must have all our decisions be in concert with the Word of God. And in it says that in 1 John chapter 3 it says that everyone who has hope in Christ purify himself. That's what the Bible says. Purify himself. And this is what it means, that if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to understand that Jesus Christ came to this earth and he died for your sins and mine. He died for our sins. And we got to understand that by continuing to live a life outside of Christ Jesus, outside of Christ Jesus, we are not being holy. We are conforming to this world. We are conforming to this world, but that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to transform our mind to the Word of God. And so that's what repentance is all about. Examining ourselves and seeing that if there's anything that's contrary to the Word of God, let's change that. Let's be in agreement with God's Word. Let's be holy. So repentance. Repentance. And the Bible says that you have to confess. Confess that Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Son of God. And then you must be baptized. See, in baptism, precious. How precious is baptism? How precious is baptism? How precious it is. Because through baptism, see, you become a new creature. All of your sins are washed away. All of your sins are washed away. So no matter how bad, right? How bad the world has said that you have conducted yourself, right? In baptism, all of your sins are washed away. Jesus wipes the slate clean. Clean. You become a new creature. And a lot of us are already past that step, you know. And unfortunately, what happens when we go past that step, a lot of us don't submit ourselves to learning the Word of God. To learning the Word of God so we can be holy. You know, a lot of us slip back into the world again. Start doing the things that we used to do. Start doing the things that we're familiar with. Right? Start doing the things that that make sense to us. But it's contrary to the Word of God. So the Bible tells us to repent and pray. To repent and pray. And we need to live faithful for the rest of our lives. For the rest of our lives. So I need everyone to examine themselves right now. See, because the Bible says, be holy. That's right now. At this moment, to be holy. You see, be holy because he's holy. Right? Be holy because he's holy. And if you're examining yourself and you find yourself that you're not holy, then I want to encourage you. I want to beseech you to do what God wants you to do. And that's be holy. That's be holy. That's what he says. That's what he wants us to do. So as we stand and sing the song of invitation.